Nicole, you have a poster here at the Prion conference, and you're dealing with chronic wasting disease. What exactly are you looking at?
Our project is a project that looks at deer movements and trying to understand how deer interact and how they move, and trying to understand how that might spread disease. And my particular poster here is about long distance movements by young deer, the term dispersal, which when deer reach about an age of sexual maturity at about 1 year old, they often make a rapid long distance movement. And what I found is that they can move up to 200 kilometers. And this might help explain the geographic spread of disease in Saskatchewan, of chronic wasting disease.
Now, why is it that they would move so far?
What we know from other research from the U.S. about white-tailed deer and that, it's speculated that when they get to be about a year old, they usually have been hanging out with the adult deer for that full year, and she starts to become aggressive towards them. It prevents incestuous inbreeding, and it allows them to compete for breeding grounds and feeding grounds, so it's in their best interest to go find their own place. And more likely that males will do it, but females will also do it.
How is it that you track their movements?
Well, every deer is radio collared. Some of them are GPS collars, which take locations. We've got them set to take locations every 4 hours. But most of these young deer are smaller animals, and the collars that we chose were VHF collars, and they're radio collars. So each deer has a unique frequency, and when we're in the airplane, we have a receiver, and we locate each deer based on its frequency.
What is the significance of your research then?
Well, what I'm hoping is that we'll be a parameter in models that are used to predict chronic wasting disease spread, and also it helps wildlife managers in Saskatchewan to understand where deer move within wildlife management zones, and also understand that they move outside of them and how often that occurs, and what distance that might occur.
Is there any other significant findings from your research?
I don't know that it's statistically significant because I don't have a great sample size, but the observed trend is that the deer from areas with less habitat, more fragmented habitat, where there's less habitat available to them, were the ones who are more likely to make these dispersal movements, whereas when they had large areas of large pasture land or whatever habitat they prefer, they might move a long distance, but it's usually a migratory movement and it's not as long a distance.
What are you going to do now?
Well, I've been on the project for 2 years, and I'll be writing my thesis on this and also a study of dispersal. There's a new graduate student coming along to look at finer scale movements and contacts in deer.
Thank you very much, Nicole.
Thank you.